بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية كعب بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ونهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كلامنا أيها الثلاثة من بين من تخلف عنه. We were reading the story, the incident of Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik when he did not go out for the expedition of Tabuk, and when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned, all the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, came and make all the excuses, about 80 of them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam just accepted what they said outwardly and left the matter with Allah Ta'ala. But when Hazrat Ka'b and two other Sahaba came and they had spoken the truth, then he says further, and the reason for him not going out was no other reason but just procrastination. That is a very serious thing when we procrastinate. So he says further then, that نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كلامنا أيها الثلاثة بين من تخلف عنه. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid all the Muslims to speak to us. A boycott was placed upon us, on the three of us, from all those who had stayed behind. In other words, the munafiqeen were just left as they were, and they were happy that they have got away. But in actual fact, it is not that, they were taken to the worst task eventually. And the three of them that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade the other Sahaba to speak to them. From here also we can understand that, like for example, when a person has his tarbiyat made and he goes to a sheikh sometimes prohibits him from many things also, and people have objections to that also, that this is a command of Sharia, how can you prohibit us? We read in other hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must not speak, a person is not allowed not to speak to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. And here we see, and this matter went right up to 50 days, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the Muslims to speak to them. So we have to have that understanding, like for example, to have chocolates. A person will say nothing wrong, but a person has got cholesterol, high cholesterol. Doctor will say you don't have chocolate. So just like that, many things which are permissible, but for our spiritual treatment at that time, then these things are forbidden for us. And we are not allowed for that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the Sahaba that they should not speak to them. The people kept away from them, and now they did not speak to us. Or qala taghayyaru lana. He said, or either the people just changed, and overnight they changed. Who was my best friend, now he's not even speaking to me. Even if I make salam to him, he's not giving jawab also. Whereas on the other hand, it is not permissible. If somebody makes salam, you must reply. But when this command came, that no speaking whatsoever, nobody even spoke to them. So all that is for tarbiyah. When a person has erred and he has to be corrected, or a person has to make islah of his nafs, then many things which are permissible, like now Ramzan rozas will be coming. Then in this rozas also, food is halal for us. But in the roza, Allah made it that you are not permitted to touch it, to eat food at all. So like that, many permissible things are made, and the rozas and the month of Ramadan also, Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This practice we are giving you, that even permissible things, your wife is halal for you, but in the state of roza, you are not permitted to indulge with her. So that also is all for our tarbiyat, and so that we get a taqwa. حَتَّى تَنَكَّرَتْ لِي فِي نَفْسِيَ الْأَرْضَ. He says, so much so that the very earth, the earth of Medina, the place I knew so well, and I was so used to it, and a person loves his hometown. And Madinatul Munawwara, the city of Medina, how much didn't the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum love it? But now it just became like a strange place to me. It wasn't like that Medina that I knew. It was a complete strange place. Like any person who goes through such condition, then he finds that his house also no more it is how it was before. His shop also is no more how it was before. And this is when that grave conditions overtake a person. فما هي في الأرض التي أعرفه. It was not the same ground and earth that which I knew. The Medina I knew, it was not like that. It was different now. فلبثنا على ذلك 50 ليلة. And we stayed in this condition for another 50 nights, 50 days. We were in this condition that this earth changed for me, the people changed for me, my life became completely estranged and different. فأما صاحباي فاستكنا وكعدا في بيوتهما يبكيان. However, my two other friends, they were such that they became very miserable and they just stayed in their houses and they cried. They did not even come out. Not for Jamaat Namaz also, they become so miserable that they were just in their houses. The other two also who were genuine Muslims and who did not go out in that expedition. And this punishment was given to them for that. So they just stayed in their houses and they were just crying. وَأَمَّا أَنَا فَكُنْتُ أَشَبَّ الْقَوْمُ وَأَجْلَدَهُمْ. However, of the three of us, I was the youngest of them also, and also that I was the most brave amongst all three of us. I was not like them, they had become very miserable and they just stayed at home, but I was brave and I was going out. فَكُنْتُ أَخْرُجُ فَأَشْهَدُ الصَّلَاةَ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I used to go out and I used to make namaz with the Muslims also. I should go to the masjid and make namaz with them as well. وَأَطُوفُ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُنِي أَحَدٌ. And I should go to the bazaars also, shopping places. I was carrying on with my work, but nobody spoke to me. As I went everywhere, how before everyone used to meet and speak, that was not the case. وآتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسلم عليه. And I should come to Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم also, and in his majlis, and I should make salam also to him. وهو في مجلسه بعد الصلاة. After namaz, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to have a majlis, and I should go and make salam. فأقول في نفسي, and I should think to myself, and I should watch carefully, هل حرك شفتيه برد السلام أم لا. Whether the lips of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam move in replying to me or they don't move. Is he also not giving me jawab, answer to my salam? What is the case? I used to watch carefully at the tongues or at the lips of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ثم أصلي قريبا منه وأسارقه النذر. And then I should make namaz close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and for in my namaz I used to look at him also, take a glance and peep and see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فإذا أقبلت على صلاتي نظر إلي. He says, when I was in my namaz and I concentrated on my namaz, I noticed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was looking at me, and that was a very, very great consolation that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is at least looking at me. And this also shows the great love he had, that he wants to be again come right and be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can I be forgiven? How can matters be again as they were before? And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed that I was looking at him, then he looked away from me. Hatta idha tala dhalika alayya, until this had become even more longer. And this 50 days for them at that time could have been 50 years or 500 years. They just could not take it, how difficult things they went through. And in this way, just because of that one error they had made, they had to go through this ordeal. We also should think how much we disobey Allah, how much wrong we do, and yet we eat properly, we sleep properly, it means nothing to us. We should also have that guilty conscience, and that will help that we correct ourselves also. And when we do become the friends of Allah again, Allah will shower His great mercies upon us. May Allah give us tawfiq.